Every summer, Snyder School, a primary school in Farmer City, gets a good cleaning. But it's who's doing the cleaning this year that's different. Students used to do this work through a program paid for by the school district. Now it's being done by volunteers, mostly parents, including Tina Jameson of Bellflower.
It's all about the kids. We've been helping out as much as we can with the different efforts. I mean, it's awesome the way the community has come together with this, and we just want to be a part of it.
Tina Jameson is volunteering for the Blue Ridge Citizens Advisory Council. They're helping the Blue Ridge School District on jobs it can no longer afford to do. Other volunteers will help take the place of laid-off teachers' assistants and office staff this fall. But people in the Blue Ridge District aren't just giving their time, they're giving their money, too.
Would you like to buy a candy bar to help save our school?
14-year-old Bobby Maxwell delivers a sales pitch she's given many times. Selling candy bars for school programs is nothing new, but Bobby has a big goal: funding her school district's entire extracurricular school program.
I do a lot of extracurricular activities. In junior high, I was in cheerleading, volleyball, basketball. I was in student council and track.
After the school referendum failed, the Blue Ridge School Board was ready to cut all extracurricular activities to help close its budget shortfall. But instead, extracurriculars are staying, provided the Citizens Advisory Council raises $78,000 towards their cost. They've raised nearly $50,000 so far through a committee called Bravo for Blue Ridge Active Volunteers Organization. Besides selling candy bars, Bravo has done everything to raise money, from washing cars to having members of the Blue Ridge High School football team wait tables at a local cafe in drag. And a Farmer City car dealership gave the school board $15,000, $50 for every person who took a test drive during 1 week in June. Scott Baum of Baum Chevrolet says he did it for more than charity.
We're not going to be here if we don't have people in the community purchasing or servicing their cars. People go where there's a strong school system. That's where they choose to settle their families. That's one of the first things they look at. If we lose that, then we lose some of our customer base.
Baum almost lost Sandy Maxwell, the co-chair of Bravo. The Farmer City resident has two grown children and one still in school, and she seriously considered moving after the Blue Ridge tax referendum failed in April. The prospect of losing extracurricular activities had been the last straw.
If there is nothing for these kids to do, they're going to do nothing but get in trouble. The dropout rate is going to increase. And if the school system doesn't have anything to begin with, people will leave the community. And that's what I was going to do before I ended up being co-chairman of this committee.
The president of the Blue Ridge School Board takes Maxwell's fear seriously. Patrick Ryan says the school district will put another tax referendum before the voters next spring. He says the district has no other option.
If the referendum was to fail, whatever we did next would be very dramatic. It would have to be closing buildings, dissolving the district, merging with other districts. That picture is not clear yet to me how we proceed if the referendum fails.
The Citizens Advisory Council supports the referendum, but members say they understand it's not easy to say yes to a measure that could raise property taxes on a home by hundreds of dollars and on a farm by thousands. CAC member Dwayne Runyon grows corn and soybeans west of Farmer City. He says the depressed farm economy has left farmers divided on the question.
They understand that the school is important to the community and that in the long run it helps them. But for short term, it's just hard to go ahead and say, yes, I'll be willing to pay out more money to help sustain the school. It's kind of a catch-22. You're torn between your own survival and helping the community survive.
Which brings us to one of the long-term goals of the Blue Ridge Citizens Advisory Council, teaming up with other groups to lobby Springfield for a change in the way education is funded in Illinois. The CAC supports a shift of at least part of the education funding burden from the property tax to sales or income taxes. The idea has been around Springfield for years, but Blue Ridge School Board President Ryan says lawmakers don't seem to be enthusiastic about it.
I wish I could say that we had a real sponsor in Springfield, but if we do, I don't I haven't identified that person yet.
Actually, many of the state lawmakers representing parts of the Blue Ridge School District say they might support a bill to move the education funding burden to the income or sales tax in exchange for a cut in property taxes. Representatives Bill Mitchell and Shane Cultra and Senators Dale Ryder and Bill Rutherford all say they could support the idea in some form. Rutherford, a Republican from Shenoah, says it's an idea that may soon gain support in urban areas as well.
I'm not sure it is totally a downstate issue. I mean, we look at other metropolitan urban areas that have got, extremely high property taxes as well, that it's a burden and concern to them, too.
But would school districts lose control by shifting some or all of their funding sources from the local property tax to the state sales or income tax? Once property taxes are cut, what keeps them from creeping up again? And if taxes are shifted without increasing the amount of revenue to schools, what's called a revenue-neutral approach, is that really much help for cash-strapped school districts like Blue Ridge? State Senator Bill Brady, a Bloomington Republican, says instead of switching taxes around, the state needs to start paying a larger share of education expenses.
And the way we're going to do that is by naturally growing our economy and therefore dedicating a larger percentage of state resources to education funding, which will reduce the burden of property taxes.
There may be a chicken or egg debate going on here between growing the economy to help local schools and helping local schools to keep the local economy viable. For now, the fundraising by the CAC's Bravo arm to preserve Blue Ridge extracurricular programs continues. And Bravo's other co-chair, Liz Roseman, says they're looking ahead to persuading voters to endorse a tax hike next spring.
You know, I think we're feeling a lot more confident in the referendum passing, and I think that the efforts that the community is putting forth as far as, you know, out raising funds, out, you know, getting volunteers to help in the school, I think that that's really helped to show those naysayers who are voting no against the referendum that, you know, we're going to make this happen.
This Saturday, Bravo is holding another fundraiser, an auction, dinner, and dance at the former City American Legion Hall. Auction items include sports tickets and souvenirs and country music memorabilia. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.